We're at Jensen Gym at Knoxville High School to congratulate the FM 95 Hometown Heroes of the Week, the Knoxville Competitive Cheer Team. The team has been generating a ton of excitement as their successful season has earned them the opportunity to compete at the state level. They'll be at the state tournament this weekend in Bloomington. That excitement carried over to the voting this week as their student body and community got the most votes in for the Blue Bullets. So on behalf of Advanced Plumbing and Mechanical in Monmouth, Martin, your local John Deere dealer, and the Regional Office of Education, we're presenting the team with a Hometown Heroes plaque in their honor for the trophy case. All the team members get a Hometown Heroes t-shirt from Go Van Goes, and they now advance for a chance at winning $1,000 for their high school's athletic department when we wrap up the season. Congratulations again to our Hometown Heroes of the Week, the Knoxville Blue Bullets competitive cheer team. Let's meet the Blue Bullets.
Hannah Marvel, senior and flyer.
Peyton Marvel, senior flyer.
Sydney Smith, senior base.
Addison Anderson, junior base.
Reagan Brown, junior backspot.
Brooke Howard, junior base.
Chloe Simpson, junior base.
Amara Hathaway, sophomore backspot.
Kalia Pulse, freshman base.
Lily Eicher, freshman backspot.
Savannah Hahn, freshman flyer.
Lillian Rogers, freshman flyer.
Team on three. 1, 2, 3, team!
Head coach of the Knoxville competitive cheer team is Ashley Swank, and congratulations on winning Hometown Heroes of the Week. It really demonstrates the amazing school spirit and community support for the competitive cheer team here at Knoxville.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Seems like you're building big time on the program with now another state run.
Yeah, we're excited. So this is my fifth year taking a team to state. So we've made it the past 2 years and a couple of years previous. So we are on a good run. We're enjoying it.
As far as the number of competitions or meets, how many do you do in a season?
So we go to invites throughout the year. We can go up to 5 of those. And if we get a qualifying score, we go to championships in Springfield, which we qualified for there this year. And then we host Knoxville, which was the weekend before sectionals, and then sectionals and now state.
And is that the first time you hosted the sectionals?
Yes, that was our first time, yeah. Yes.
It'd be quite the experience because it looked like a ton of teams.
There were over 60 teams here. Yep, a lot of hard work went into that with my coaching staff, myself, school, and parents.
And with the teams I saw that was top 5 advanced on to state, it was really tight in the scoring, so a really tight competition it looked like.
Definitely, yeah. It was great to, you know, host a competition, a sectional here that, you know, it's fun. When it gets competitive, yeah. That's when it's fun. So we're excited to head down to Bloomington and see what we can do there.
Well, for teams, you know, I imagine that most teams, it's, you know, teamwork and trust amongst team members is extremely important. But I got to imagine for your sport, it's absolutely crucial because you got kids flipping and flying and stacking on top of each other. So the trust factor amongst teammates has got to be something pretty special for the sport.
Yeah, definitely. We've created a great team chemistry here at Knoxville Cheerleading. So I think, yeah, trust is definitely at the top of our list.
What word or characteristic do you think defines this team, this group of ladies?
I would have to say determined. We went through quite a few mishaps this season, a couple injuries that really set us back for a little bit, but determination definitely brought us to where we are today, and I couldn't be more proud of the girls.
Well, Coach, best wishes for the weekend. We hope that you have an incredible experience competing at state. Congratulations on being Hometown Heroes of the Week.
Thank you very much.